So today is November 22nd. We unfortunately were unable to watch season 1 episode 7 live, but we're going to do a quick recap of that and then get into a full discussion of season 1 episode 8 of SEAL Team.
Richard, did you watch last week's ep before we watched this one?
I watched like maybe like a third of it, and then I read a recap.
Oh, so you watched the shitty part.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. So who wants to do the recap here?
I'll jump a little recap here. So we'll just hit up with the ratings a little bit. So last week's episode, Borderlines, managed to really help out the ratings. So episode 6, 2 weeks ago, the baseball episode, the one that was delayed, I guess the SEAL Team fan base was really pissed off because the ratings were down below 1%. It was at 0.9% of TVs watched and only 6.2 million viewers. But episode 7, probably because a man was directing, brought that up to 1.1% and an increase of 1 million viewers. So, you know, that's pretty good.
But I feel like the success of an episode is due to the quality of the one that came before it, isn't it? It's not like... They know that it's going to be good, so they tune in.
So yeah. Everyone was like, oh no, you guys really missed a good episode.
I actually think that there were competing, there was something competing the week after the baseball, too. It wasn't as big as baseball, but it was still competing.
Okay. And I think also just the fact that there was like crazy torture in this episode, like torture was one of the main themes. And I would just like our listeners to please like and subscribe, obviously, but also leave a comment with your favorite torture technique.
Yeah. They did a lot of waterboarding, or did a lot of water stuff, because I guess they like rolled in a bunch of clay water daddy.
Yeah, I love that whole daddy. Like, Clay's dad, all he did was fucking drown him.
He would take him into like misty lagoons and drown him.
Yeah.
Boundless misty lagoons.
So things that I noticed from the episode is like women do the finances. What the like Ray doesn't know what the fuck's going poorly. On. And there's like 80 fucking tax forms out on the all over the place. That's worse.
Yeah,
than
I never
just,
had that many papers.
I think that was just bills.
Yeah. She's got to go paperless. Like she's destroying a rainforest.
The recap that I read said that she was passed out on top of a pile of bills.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
She's just working herself to death.
But why is it, like, is it outrageous that women would do the financial...
Well, but, like, it was just so set. Like, Jason was like, well, obviously my wife did the finances. And Ray's wife did the finances.
I missed
and,
that
like,
part.
They had no fucking idea that... finances were a thing that you had to do, like they.
But you guys, seemed... full disclosure: Margaret does her finances.
Do I?
Yeah, you pay all the bills and you do all the online banking.
I do
banking.
Pay all the bills. Yeah.
I'm not gonna do that shit. That's what the woman's for.
Yeah, I think Margaret. It's just like family values. It's very traditional, like Chinese.
I guess I thought that a lot
that
of
too.
Relationships.
I just
it
think
was, like the more traditional one is that the man.
Makes the money,
controls,
the woman controls
all
the money.
Finances.
Well, the man
the
controls,
women...
the woman just does the dirty money handling. So if we go to pick something up at the store, like Margaret will have to do the dirty money exchange for the goods. And, like, give the man the money, and like I'll just kind of stand back and watch.
This is made up. I mean, it's more like, could you pay for this?
There seemed to be a very fucking heavy development in SEAL Team jokes. Like, frickin', they were getting out of control.
Beardo
there was a wet willy. A fucking wet willy.
I think
Beardo was just, like, losing his mind about on his little jokes about the forest. Like, at one point there, he's like, oh, couldn't we just fly a helicopter? Yeah, but they'd shoot us down before we get there. Better than the jungle. Dumb.
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, so this isn't a recap at all. I guess.
Well, no, like I'm just talking about a couple things. So jokes are huge now. Jokes only came in episode 5, I think.
I think they're kind of homering it in that, like, Beardo is going to become Homer Simpson, where the episode will be, like, 50% Beardo.
This episode was heavy Beardo.
It was, yeah. Yeah, they're jamming it all up with Beardo. And also, like, filling in his character quite a bit.
Do we just want to get into this
episode? I guess so.
Because basically last episode...
Last episode. Torture. Okay, I have a...
Clay makes it into SEAL Team.
Yeah, but...
he makes it out of training.
Where he gets pulled out of the barrel?
Yeah, at the very end. Right? Yeah.
But then, he doesn't make it into SEAL Team. He doesn't make it into their team. Like, he's not in charge.
Not yet.
He's just a number one op or whatever.
He's a qualifier. I want to come back to a scene here, but once we get to a particular scene in this next episode, because there's something that doesn't add up.
Okay.
I'm
intrigued.
And then the other storyline is that they save a CIA agent from Hezbollah.
Don Draper's wife's friend.
Yeah. Well, in
probably the
South
doctor's
America.
Wife that Draper was banging for a while, that lived upstairs. Draper saw her in the elevator, right? And she was Don Draper's wife's friend, probably also in the CIA.
Okay. Oh, and yeah, okay. So let's get into this next. Let's get into episode 8.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Adam, how are our ratings?
All right, so...
We don't know yet.
It started out, tonight's episode, The Exchange, is directed by Jandal, and, who knows, like, Clay tortures my therapy Spencer may finally make it onto the team. We don't know yet. Maybe we'll know by the end of this episode.
I sure hope so. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the show opens in Trash Canistan.
Mm-hmm.
It sure does.
I understand that you're still in touch with his wife and child. Particularly attractive Western females.
Big problem, Big Chief.
That was racist. That sounded racist to me. How about you?
Oh, it was 2014. That's why the guy had such a big beard. I was like, what? Has it only been like 3 days?
I thought the way they did him up at the end was comical. It was so just like Castaway. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. So this guy, he just loves music too much, which makes him a deserter.
Yeah.
And he walks off to find some sweet tunes somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys know, but this was a very big story. This is like playing on like very
Trump
big story in the news.
Yeah.
Although
Bo
they actually reference the real story.
Did they?
Yeah, they do.
Like
yeah.
They say this is just like so and so.
No, they say remember what happened with the Bergdahl swap.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they actually reference it.
But they're doing
it,
the exact same thing. He walks off.
I know, it's like the same storyline, but they actually reference it. And I guess Bergdahl was like 2009 to 2014.
Yeah. It just happened like exactly the same again, just like right after.
I guess they recovered Bergdahl right when this guy decided to walk off. I don't know.
It's like, so weird. Like,
Bergdahl's got some good ideas.
This isn't fourth wall breaking. This is kind of like fourth wall copying.
I guess it's kind of weird. But like Law and Order does that sort of thing all the time. Like they
reinvent it's set in the real world.
Reinvents the real scenario and copies it.
Yeah, they do. They take real crimes and they fictionalize.
No,
them.
But that's not the point. The point is that in this show, they had the real thing. In the show, that event, the real event happened.
Yeah.
And then they're just copying it. The writers are copying it right after acknowledging that in the universe it exists.
Yeah, no, that's what they do in all of these like primetime shows. They don't necessarily like reference like the actual event by like, you know, they said Bergdahl's name, but like they constantly like do recreations of actual events as if they're something entirely different.
Yeah, but in this case, this like the guy just walked off from the base.
Yeah.
And so this guy walks off from the base.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then also the details of like what really happened and how he was captured mm-hmm. were not known. And so Donald Draper's wife kind of points that out. How like, well, we don't really know the circumstances. Mm-hmm. It was literally like
the same
thing.
And there's other stuff like some people are bitter about that when people were on mission, like trying to find him, that people got killed or injured or whatnot. But like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, so actually, we're getting to... So then we see Clay pumping some weights.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Right?
What tier team's one. He gonna...
Yeah. Well, yeah, we don't know. But this is actually where I was going to ask you guys. This is where my question is. So in that previous episode where Clay was getting tortured and he was in the barrel, mm-hmm. and Jay's team had just finished their mission and they're in the airplane... And the commanding lady, what's her name? Or like Jack?
Draper's wife.
Davis?
Davis tells them, don't take off your tactical gear yet. We've got something else to do. And then there's a scene where Clay is pulled out from the barrel by Jason. And the team's there and they're all dressed up. So I'm like, okay, I guess they stayed dressed up to like usher him into the like SEAL team family. But then when... Jay is in this scene when Jay is looking at the photos, he's surprised that Clay made it. He's like, oh, I guess he made it, meaning that he wasn't there pulling him out of the barrel.
I didn't see him be surprised.
Well, he knows that he survived the torture part, but maybe he failed the running part.
He shook his hand, he congratulated
well,
him.
Well, maybe he didn't know that passed the interrogation portion of it. So even though like he was in the barrel, he might still...
So the reason that they showed up, well the reason they the showed barrel. Up all dressed up is to welcome him, right?
No, yeah, the reason like they show up all dressed up is to break the fucking fantasies. So they're saving him. So they had to dress up in tactical
gear. Or rather play more into the
googly
fantasy.
Eyes so that they break the torture cycle for the guy and are like, hey, now everything's safe because we saved you. And that's how they end the torture scene. Because they stop after 3 days or whatever, and Beardo was talking about how it's kind of you know it's fake, but you still go crazy a little bit.
I guess it seemed like they were kind of like it was the final thing where they welcomed him into the thing, shook his hand, and like.
But they didn't. They didn't know that he was top of the class.
Yeah, they didn't know he was top.
Or they didn't necessarily know.
He was in the top three, I guess.
But like, but what that means is that Clay is the best at surviving torture because he didn't break.
And the rest of them
didn't they all talk about breaking at one point?
Everybody like, breaks.
Everybody, say everybody
Jay
breaks,
said that
and
in
they.
This episode. Or no, the last episode.
He didn't fucking break. He just kept getting drowned by his... Yeah. At the end,
maybe
he drowned him. Brian drowned him at the end, didn't he? Or he saw him on the beach?
No, it was his dad, I think.
No. But maybe, Clay is just really into thrash metal.
Yeah. Yeah, the music wasn't that crazy. It was
it wasn't.
I think you could be like, oh yeah, this is fine.
This is got a good beat.
Playing over the speakers.
Yeah, at first it was like the babies crying and whatnot. And I was like, oh, this is baby metal, man. People pay money.
I think when they're actually doing it, it's about sleep deprivation. That's what the music when they're actually torturing people.
So then they talk about how Spencer broke some J records, and she's like, no way. And they're like,
whoa, it's really easy this year.
Yeah. He just cannot handle it.
They were razzing him pretty hard. And he seemed to have a good relationship with Buddy, who he fucking shat all over the episode 5.
Oh, new black guy.
Or whatever, new black
guy. Yeah, they made up.
They're like Alpha Beta or something.
Charlie Bravo.
Yeah.
And Jay is going to do his homework for once.
I am just here to do my homework.
I just need to do a little more homework.
Just saying, doing my due diligence, that's all.
Certainly not math homework.
No, he's not going to do the math.
English literature. Okay. So then it goes back to, again, like, Jay being really hard on Clay and Ray kind of defending him.
But Ray also thinks that... Ray also thinks that... Clay is very cocky. He agrees with Jason on that.
Yeah, but he thinks that Clay's dad is a detriment, and Jay thinks it makes him royalty. But
right,
well, it's just weird. I don't know what's going on there. Yeah.
So then we get into our first briefing scene, which I know everyone...
With a filthy fucking lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
Jake hates that lawyer right away.
They really hate nerds in this show.
Yeah. And the cake eaters.
Yeah, my cake eaters. A line I really liked in the show when they're talking about like their operation details was when they talk about like, yeah, and I bet they know about our night vision, so we can't do it at night, because that's like a really closely guarded secret, the night vision.
That people have night vision.
That they have night vision, and these guys happen to know about it. And they're like, actually, they did insist on a day trade. Like, I knew it. They knew about our night vision.
So, yeah, then we learn that ISI, or the Pakistani Intelligence Agency, has arranged this swap of prisoners, and there's some hesitation over whether ISI is the Taliban, and then everybody just walking into a trap, but they decide to go for it anyways.
You gotta go for it. Rip it and rip it.
They're told that they're not allowed to leave because of what happened with the Bergdahl situation.
I guess someone leaked something?
Yeah, I guess that there was leaks to the press or whatnot, and so that's when they reference Bergdahl.
But Beardo and Greasy Beard are really jonesing for some chicken.
I love spicy chicken.
And I thought this was a
spicy chicken fucking thing was excellent, man.
No, it was a missed opportunity.
I thought something was going
to
happen.
Yeah.
If it went to a scene of them eating spicy chicken?
Yeah.
They brought it back.
They could have gotten someone to pick it up for them. Like, they didn't have to go out for it.
Yeah, they did not.
They don't deliver. The spicy chicken place does not deliver.
And then there's this... Okay, and I guess, like, Ray shoots Beardo, like, kind of a dirty look. But that's because Beardo's kind of, like beacon off about how he's, like, going to kill the guy. And, like, he's kind of, like, going off message.
Yeah.
But at first, I thought he was kind of looking at him at the chicken. He's like, where do you get that chicken?
I was wondering the same. I was like, oh, is he mad at him or does he just want chicken?
that fucking chicken. Why didn't he
sharing the chicken?
Okay.
So, when they're referencing the Taliban, are they saying tallies?
Yeah.
Like T-A... L-I...
No, they say tallies.
Are they saying tallies?
They're saying fucking tallies. I believe that it's written down, T-A-L-L-I-S, but I know that they're saying tallies.
I think there's only one
L. Fucking say it.
Yeah. Let's just assume they're saying tallies.
Yeah, so they load up these Tally bands, but before they do, they give them state of the art VR headsets.
Are those just blindfolds?
I'm pretty sure they're VR headsets.
Okay, but so Clay is getting a new apartment because is in the team now, and I guess that there's special housing for people who are team members, or maybe it's that he knows that he has a permanent position.
Yeah, I think he's just settling in.
Yeah,
into some sort of like SEAL complex.
Yeah, I guess
a SEAL den
because they're in rural Virginia. So now, okay, yeah, Beardo shoulder checks one of the tallies,
right? And
Sunny's, I guess Beardo is Sunny. Sunny is Beardo.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I learned that in this episode.
Same.
But yeah, he's very, belligerent, and he's not getting a lot of trust from his team. They're kind of watching him, because he's kind of, like, beacon off how he's going to, like, go AWOL and, like, shoot some dudes, and, like, we should just fucking kill them all, like, fucking traitor. So he really hates this guy who just kind of, like, walked off and got captured.
Mm-hmm. Because he feels that because of that guy, his friend was injured and
got all fucked up.
Say, his friend Danny lost his
and
dream
didn't
job
get his Garner, dream job.
But then, if Beardo,
and you know, Beardo,
if Beardo
can't lose his dream
say,
job.
Kills Garner, then he's going to lose his dream job.
Yeah,
and there's similar stories I think in that season 2 of Serial where guys are talking about similar sort of things, like people getting injured looking for Bergdahl.
Oh, I never listened to that season.
Oh, but I guess there was like a huge hate for this, for Bergdahl, so that's what they're playing on in this.
Yeah, Trump was tweeting all sorts of shit about how he's a traitor
he
and whatnot, and he said that he made some pretty nasty threats about putting him in jail and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's such a stupid thing to focus on.
Just like those shoplifters in China.
So,
shoplifters in China?
Okay, so they're...
What's that?
Shoplifters in China? What?
You're going to publicly shame people.
Just
okay,
Trump.
Anyway.
But, yeah.
So Clay has moved 1,000 couches in his lifetime.
Right, right.
And then he gets mansplained. And
he is mansplaining.
Oh, he is mansplaining, and then he gets served up, like, some couch humble pie.
She knows how to maneuver a couch.
Yeah, better than him.
I was pretty surprised that they didn't bring up the whole thing about, like, the equation or something about moving the couch. What is that? You've heard of that? No?
Huh? I don't know, dude.
The moving couch.
Never. But I have a... I have a trivia question for you guys, and first one to answer wins. Uh-oh. What is Beardo's favorite beer?
Oh.
Old Milwaukee.
Old Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah. 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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He drank two cases
of it. Two cases of it.
Okay.
And feed himself. Oh, yeah. And feed himself.
Well, wait a second. Before you get to that, there's the neighbors, right? So they see the neighbors, and the neighbor is a SEAL team member. And he's got, like, a huge scar on his arm.
Yeah.
And then the neighbor wife just, like, starts getting, like, just, like, full on, like, yeah, you know, SEAL team wife life is terrible, basically, to the neighbor, like, to Clay's girlfriend.
Yeah, and it's like she's reading a script.
Yeah, like, yeah, it was like, bad acting, too.
It was awful.
Yeah.
I see you were looking at the scar. Let me tell you about the scar. You see, the scar came in.
Derek's team was hit with an RPG in Diyala Province, October 14th, 2010. His arm. I stared so much that first year I forgot the color of his eyes. The first year or two are the only really bad ones. After that, you've had time to learn the new routines. Getting back with the team got his mind right. You know the hardest part? Even worse than seeing him in pain after each surgery was watching him climb the walls, itching to get back in the fight. Thought it would have been a dream come true to have him stuck at home with me for a while. Instead, he was like a dog, chewing up the furniture. Are they drinking without us?
Well, yeah. One thing that I want to talk about this couch scene...
Okay.
Is to do with the girlfriend's top.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, super cute top. It was so super cute.
Top. I thought that top was ugly.
It was a little brown.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of the color, for sure.
It wasn't flattering in any way.
No.
And it was ugly. It wasn't trendy or flattering or anything.
Probably ruining the super cute top that you haven't even commented on. And I'm hating myself for even being the kind of person who wears a super cute top to impress you.
Anyways, I had to say about that.
I just kind of broke up with a girl because of that reason.
She was.
Like, she kind of was like, oh, is this, like, what do you think of my dress? And I was like, ugh, I think it's fucking awful. And then... but I couldn't say that, and then like that's a reason I just don't. Yeah, it's like, oh, I can't date you. I think like you're not. We don't have the same aesthetic.
Sensibilities.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah,
we're back in Afghanistan.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, Kabul gentrification. Bam.
Oh, yeah, Starbucks.
Yeah, they started loving the shit out of Amir. They were so jovial to him. Like, he's a very charismatic dude.
Like, that's riding with Jay?
Amir was the dude, yeah.
Well, they have an honor code. Like, him and Jay kind of honorball each other.
Yeah. We learn that Megan Draper was part of the enhanced interrogation. So whenever she sees Taliban members, I think she feels awful. She says...
Because of the shit she's overseen them being done to them.
Yeah, she said what they tried to do to us and what we did to them, like, that the whole situation, she doesn't want to remember it.
Yeah.
Like,
I wonder how often somebody's, like, pretending to be broken, like, begging for their lives, saying they'll talk, and then they're like, no, I'm not, you stupid bitch, and then they just get tortured again.
Well, usually they just start feeding them, like, useless and wrong information just to stop the torture.
Yeah.
Is torture is pointless. There's an interesting like thing about they tortured a guy in Egypt who was the one who like talked about Iraq's WMDs, and that kind of like made it into like Colin Powell's like group of people, and that's what they kind of like ran with for the first war, but when they took control of the prisoner that talked about it, he said he tried to tell them that, like, he just said it because he was getting tortured, and he made it up because that's what they wanted to hear. But by then, like, the politics have started, and they just kind of, like, went on this, you know, confession of a single guy that gave this idea under torture. Yeah. You know, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
And then openly said it was false.
Yeah, he tried, he was like, no, guys, like, they were, like, torturing me, I made it up. So the Iraq War, the second one, was founded on poor intelligence gathered from torturing.
Yeah. False, yeah. So, that's, just think about that and how Zero Dark 30 glorified torture.
Yeah, I feel like there's, like, kind of, like, a, like, really kind of, like, crappy apology for a bit of, like, the torture stuff from Megan Draper.
So, then we're on the ground there having a run-in with the Pakistani army.
Yeah, and Dennis DeMenis, like, also known as Jay, is up front with his backwards baseball cap, his slingshot.
How come, and he's just so dressed like a slob. In, yeah, how come they're in civilian clothing again?
Civvies? Yeah, they were so this casual. Maybe so casual this episode.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to be semi-covert?
No, they're obviously, like, like
military
fighters. Yeah,
maybe it's to not seem hostile towards, like, because it's a prisoner trade.
Yeah, like, they had to uncuff them because they want them to seem like not prisoners. I don't know.
Sure, I just don't know why he's got his baseball cap on backwards. I mean, show some respect, Jason.
Maybe to just make it look like it's not an official. Official something.
It was a very tall hat, too. Very tall.
Oh, yeah.
It's very tall boy. It was kind of like poofy and tall.
Didn't notice.
It's this stovepipe hat that he just cut most of the brim off of.
Drew some lines on it. Cool, let's take a baseball cap.
And then Beardo beaks off a few times here, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think Jay gives him a pep talk saying, like, do your job.
Yeah.
But before the pep talk,
the old guy gets hit by the butt of a gun by one of the Pakistani army.
Right.
Yeah, Amir.
Right.
I can't believe you guys don't remember his name. He was, like, the coolest guy in that whole episode.
The old guy?
You said Amir, is it?
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Amir, yeah, that was his name.
But, and then at this point, it seems like Beardo and the old guy don't understand the concept of a prisoner exchange and are confused why they would, like, try and save the life of someone who is to be exchanged for another prisoner. You know, the old guy's like, but why would you save me? We are supposed to be fighters. Like, actually, we're exchanging you for another guy. Like, do you know what's going on here? Like,
yeah, like,
that's why we're saving you.
Yeah, so,
well, they've got to save him. They've got to keep him alive for the mission to work out. And
absolutely, like, and they seem confused about the mission. Like, that detail. And Beardo doesn't seem to get it. Like,
yeah, although I guess in the end he got it. Like, because they were 32-5. Like, they could have. I don't know.
No way. They would have, like, gotten off a whole round of shots before those guys even had a chance to dive for cover.
Yeah, but the honor of the Taliban would have, like, you know, been compromised.
Yeah,
so really, this episode, in the end, it kind of, like, commends the honor of the Taliban. It's kind of, like, big-upping the honorable fighters of the Taliban.
Well, or that, I guess, it's because Jason built that relationship with him, that relationship of
which was
respect.
Honored. Yeah, which was honored by the old man.
The Warrior's Code. It's very, like, honor-driven. Kind of,
but, like, the show, I would expect this show to present the Taliban as a bunch of skeezy murdering scumbags.
But then all of our main characters would be dead.
Well, no, they would just have a different situation. And also, they could handle 35. They would have dropped 10 before they even got into cover.
Yeah.
All right, and then we get to Xville.
Yeah, we got four Xville in a row.
That was amazing.
Jumping, like, way ahead. Like, I guess you're just kind of jumping past all the action stuff.
The General Khan. Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about General Khan at the truck stop.
What?
When he pulls out the fucking sat phone and he's like, I'm gonna call Joe. They do that stupid thing
that's in like every movie ever about people trying to get past like a checkpoint or whatever. So dumb.
Like pretend that you know their boss.
Yeah, it's like whatever.
It's a good thing that the enemy is always like staffed by a bunch of retards. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get back in the truck, boys. All right, just get out of here. Bye bye.
And then before Xville, there's Sonny's talking about Off and Garner. He like makes a comment about shooting him, and Ray's like, "I'm gonna pretend you didn't say that."
Yeah, I don't think he says that exactly.
And the whole time he's got his crosshairs trained on him, like he really wants to do it.
Yeah, he would have done it
had shooting started.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, Ray started getting quite panicked. I thought that was pretty interesting about that scene. Like
what scene?
When they're talking about offing the guy, so he's got him in his crosshairs. At the end of that whole exchange, Ray was like fucking about to snap as well.
What? Oh, I don't remember.
Who's about to snap?
Ray started panicking.
He was gonna shoot somebody, and Jason had to tell him to stand down.
He wasn't gonna shoot.
Oh yeah, Ray was even getting pumped up.
He wasn't gonna shoot Garner though. He's gonna shoot the guys on the.
They were both. If either of them started shooting, everything would start. It didn't matter who they shot first. Like.
So then Xville, or they trade him, and then Xville.
Yeah.
He says it like four times.
kind of. Nice quick episode. But also there's some nice Beardo time at the end. Beardo has a bit of a, you know, moment in the cage.
Oh, well, now you're really skipping ahead.
I guess I took very few notes.
We have Clay.
Oh, yeah, Clay.
Did you guys love the scene where Clay is in his diaper in the cage in the last episode? That was pretty funny. Speaking of cages.
I don't know.
Like, at the beginning of it, he's just curled up in a diaper with a little frowny face on in the cage. And you're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
It's right at the beginning.
So Jay's problem with Clay is that he thinks that Clay is a true believer.
And will get people killed.
Doesn't know his own
killed.
Limitations. And is going to get other people killed.
I think Jason had a good reason, good excuse for not wanting Jason or Clay on the team.
He wants a bunch of half-assers with him.
Yeah.
So then...
Does he explain his true believer line? Like, what does he mean by that?
That he doesn't know his own limitations.
Like, he believes in himself or believes in the cause?
He believes
in
the cause.
Okay. So, then we get into Clay gives his girlfriend a key.
Oh, yeah.
And she's thinking about...
The stumpy arms.
Wait.
He's
going to
have
great thing.
Stumpy arms.
There was a great thing before he gives her the key. As Sonny is walking back, Jason gives Sonny a kick in the butt.
Yeah, a little fucking... Jason is fucking weirdo, Sonny.
Yeah.
And like, it's a very real thing.
Yeah, I wrote down, Jason kicks Sonny in the butt to let him know... They're still pals.
And to congratulate him on not murdering a sick man in his bed. everyone's kind of like watching Beardo's like, oh man, is he going to do it? Is he going to do it?
Maybe we're supposed to see that he's grown as a person.
Yeah.
Well, we're just supposed to know that he's not a fuck up. Like, They've been kind of displaying him as this guy that could just snap and do whatever he wanted.
Yeah.
And like, oh no, he's not really a fuck up. He's professional.
He's just doing his job.
Yeah.
And then we see him in the cages.
Right.
Yeah.
Crying.
Shaking. Pretty good crying and shaking from Beardo, the actor.
Does some nice rocking back and forth.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like, and it's just, you know, the whole thing is really, I guess, it really got to him.
Yeah.
Memories of Danny and whatnot.
Yeah.
So then Jason does pick Clay, to be honest.
And apparently the SEALs are a bunch of alcoholics who start drinking at 8 a.m.
Yeah, how do the SEAL team, how do the SEAL team members not, like, how are they not all, like, just super
They
fat?
Must have a beer sponsorship now. Because
they drink so much beer all the time.
Yeah, like, the last few episodes they've had drank a lot of beer, and I don't know what beer they were drinking in this one, but it wasn't, like, blurred out.
This is what I wanted to talk about, because they mentioned Old Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And then at the end, Jason says to Clay, don't bring any, buy any of that microbrew.
8 a.m. tomorrow. Your team?
Yes, my team.
And bring beer. Good beer. Beer. Cold beer. Bring beer. Not that microbrew crap that's infused with raspberry pumpkin spice pumpkin that you kids are drinking these days. You got it?
Right. Infused with raspberry pumpkin spice stuff.
And I have to say this. You guys know that I fucking hate Jay. And it really upsets me that he's got the same beer philosophy as me.
Well, I like microbrew. I just don't like the raspberry I don't want the infusion. Pumpkin spice.
Yeah. So that's what I'm talking about.
And they weren't drinking Old Milwaukee, though, on the plane. They're drinking some fancy bottle.
No, they weren't. I think that they were drinking royalty-free beer. They're drinking make-believe beer.
Fake beer?
Oh.
I tried to find the label. Like, I was, like, looking up, like, beer labels like this or that or whatever, and the only thing that I could find that looked like it was like movie beer, you know.
I bet you're drinking Tsingtao.
No, it's in a brown bottle. It has a green label with a red banner.
It's in a green bottle.
No, brown bottle.
At first I thought Moosehead, but I was just like, they're not that cool.
It's the exact same beer that Clay was drinking when the wife was like, are they drinking without us? And like,
let's get in there.
They went into the my apartment. Stumpy armed husband is drinking without me. No fucking way.
Yeah,
and then
I looked, and it's exact same bottles. Yeah. And so I think it is, and I think it's just some sort of like movie beer that doesn't have beer in it.
Are there some kind of rules about not having product placement with alcohol?
Oh, you might not be allowed to drink real.
Yeah, like cigarettes.
I don't know.
Especially on primetime TV, maybe.
Because they drink like pints and stuff like that. But I know that like a beer commercial, you can't. Can you drink beer on a beer commercial?
Like you can't advertise be shown cigarettes, right?
Yeah. No, I think you can just hold it.
Yeah.
So this was by far the quickest SEAL team we've ever done.
And we did a recap of another episode.